Whoosh, sweat ran down my face. I felt like I was in a swimming pool. I was in the quiet town of Vindale in a decent-sized greenhouse with landscaping all around it. There I sat on the carpeted porch with a cool lemonade in my sweaty hands. Rhododendron surrounded the dated residence. "Ooh, look, there's Nutty," I exclaimed. Nutty was kind of my pet canine at my grandma's house. He was like the neighborhood dog or something. I hollered into the dwelling, "I'm going for an extremely long hike," and so I headed for my quest for good exercise. Nutty came to the house to see if I was there, and for treats, of course. The many trees were about a 2-minute walk uphill. It wasn't very long until we crossed the unstable bridge without falling into one of the many streams. Rock after rock. "Guess what? More rocks," I complained. Grass shielded the dirt path from people's feet. The woods were dim as if a blanket covered the top of it all. The woods were my getaway. No sister, no parents, no people. I loved the sound of birds chirping and the great smell of the ozone layer. Sweat trickled down my neck like rushing water. I climbed up Hugelbert. Hugelbert was a rather tall tree in the middle of my usual route through the woods. Hugelbert was the best climbing tree I knew. The branch I clutched my foot on was a bit loose, but I figured it would be all right. So I swung my arm up, and in a blink of an eye, the branch broke, and I zoomed down at what seemed to be rocket speed. This ended with a boom, crash, plus a crack. A tumble on a rocky path with a view of a greenhouse finished it off. I kept on that path until I got to the town. My Converse sneakers commenced to squeak with mud, although it hadn't rained. It was still hot, but I wasn't bored, not even by the least. I dashed over to the house and sat on the porch. I had been gone for a couple of hours and hadn't known it, but I did say I was going for an extremely long hike. My lemonade was still there, but it wasn't warm anymore. I pondered in the same position. I glared at my many big wounds. I had a surprised look on my face. "Well, when I get home, I know I have it in for me," I thought. Suddenly, the door flew open and my heart dropped. I knew it was my dad. He shouted, "Get in there and wash up." It was so loud that I skedaddled in there so fast I could beat an antelope being chased by a cheetah. Once I got out of the restroom, I waltzed right over to my dad and babbled on and on about what I had done. During the car ride home, there wasn't much conversation between us. It was a very reflective 2 hours for me. I learned that dogs aren't much of heroes. Also, I learned not to go on a hike alone. Hiking can be dangerous, so come prepared, unlike me. I've learned to always be prepared, and every time I go for a hike now, I come prepared. I go on so many hikes now, you couldn't believe how many. Sure, I get hurt now and then, but it's a really good experience.